Chapter 7. I tried everything to think of a creative way for us to sneak through the wormhole without the Theranin intercepting us, and the whole crew also put their thinking caps on. When none of us could dream up a solution, we switched to trying to think of a way for us to force our way through a blockade. We kicked around truly wild ideas like using our self-destruct nukes as offensive weapons or merely to screw with enemy sensors. Most of the ideas I thought of got rejected by the crew before I could waste Skippy's time. Thus, Skippy was very, very crushingly disappointed in me when we were ready to jump in near the emergence point and I had not pulled a magical solution out of thin air. "Joe," he said while shaking his avatar's head, "I am extremely disappointed in you." "I can't dream up crazy shit on demand, Skippy. It's a creative thing. I can't control it." "All I know is true champions step up when the pressure is on. Any amateur can get lucky when the stakes don't matter. Did Michael Jordan choke in the playoffs? No, he did not. He played better because he knew he had to. There are many athletes who are great in the regular season and become true choke artists in the postseason. Consider the Boston Red Sox, for example. They have a pitcher..." "Skippy," I cut him off. "Can we continue the sports analogy later?" I pointed to the clock on the main bridge display. "We are jumping in 4, 3, 2, 1, jump." We jumped in 3 light minutes away from the Elder Wormhole. That distance was close enough that we could reach the wormhole directly with one short jump, but far enough away so we could check if enemy ships were there. Skippy warned we could only detect ships on this side of the wormhole. If there were other ships lurking beyond the wormhole, we would be screwed. Going through an Elder Wormhole like going through a jump temporarily disrupted the effectiveness of a ship's defense shields, stealth field, and sensors. Ships emerged from a wormhole partially defenseless and nearly blind, so we would be in trouble if the Theranin had ships waiting for us on the far side. We had an advantage when Skippy the Magnificent was with us because his own sensors recovered much faster than the ship's gear did. Now that our beer can was Skippy the Meh, we had to rely only on our Theranin sensor gear. "Well?" I asked, forgetting about Skippy's weakened condition. "Nothing on passive sensors, Joe," Skippy responded peevishly. "Our active sensor pulse will not get a return for another 110 seconds. Go, I don't know, get yourself a juice box or practice tying your bootlaces again. Maybe a miracle will occur and you'll get it right this time." In the command pilot chair, Desai had her fingers poised on the button to initiate an emergency jump. If there was an imminent danger, she did not need to wait for my order to jump us away to safety. While the photons of our sensor pulse slowly meandered away from the ship at a tortoise-like 186,000 miles per second and then leisurely dawdled their way back, I drove myself crazy with worry. The main bridge display had a countdown clock to the time when we expected to receive an echo if the sensor pulse contacted an enemy ship. That clock counted down to zero while I held my breath, then went to +1 second, +2 seconds. I pumped a fist in the air and was about to exclaim my happiness when Skippy ruined everything.
"It's a trap!"
he shouted in his hoarse voice of his best Star Wars Admiral Akbar impression. "3 ships detected at the wormhole position. It took a few seconds for the sensor system to process the data," he exclaimed. "We are screwed, and we are out of here. Jump option Bravo." "No, wait, belay that," I ordered. "Jump option, I checked the list on my tablet to confirm. Foxtrot." Desai hesitated, momentarily confused. I did not blame her. She trusted Skippy more than me about hyperspatial jumps. "Engage," I said firmly, and Desai nodded. The Flying Dutchman jumped a mere 10 light minutes away rather than the much longer jump Skippy had wanted. Okay, Joe, I know it goes against protocol to question the captain in public, but what in the hell did you do that for?" Skippy asked. "We burned up precious capacitor energy for an almost useless jump." Why had I done that? On the surface, I knew that if we could not go through the wormhole here, our chances of survival were effectively zero. Skippy's long-range jump sounded good, but it would only take us from the fire into the frying pan. Either way, we were dead. That was the surface explanation for why I ordered a much shorter jump. The real reason was that in the back of my mind there was an idea brewing. I didn't know yet what that idea was, but I knew we needed to hang near the wormhole if we had any chance of going through it here. The two pilots turned in their couches to look at me, and everyone in the CIC was also staring expectantly at me. And I had nothing. No idea how we could jump through the wormhole without being fired on and sliced up by powerful Thoranan warships. Maybe Skippy was right. It would be better to run away and live to fight another day. Except no. If we didn't go through the wormhole right here, there would not be another day for us. Damn it! I gritted my teeth and pounded a fist on the arm of the command chair. No way we can get through! I don't immediately see a way for the ship to survive running that blockade, Skippy explained gently. The spatial distortion from the wormhole will deflect the far end of our jump wormhole away. The closest we could jump in would be roughly 8,000 kilometers from the event horizon of the wormhole. Then we would need to run the gauntlet between those ships. That is too much time for us to be exposed to enemy fire, I agreed glumly. Those warships would tear us to pieces. Yes, they would, Joe. Skippy's voice sounded depressed. And if we got into trouble, we couldn't jump away. Those ships are projecting a powerful damping field. There is no... Oh. Two more ships jumped in 3 light minutes behind us. They've got us bracketed. And 2 more ships 4 light minutes away to our starboard. They're searching with active sensors, Joe. Our stealth field won't conceal our position for long. Crap! And... I glanced at the time code in the top left corner of the main bridge display. That wormhole closes in less than 5 minutes. I thought furiously, picturing the tactical situation in my mind. 3 ships in front of us, more ships behind and to one side, and those were just the ships our sensors had detected so far. There could be other ships farther away, and the light from there hadn't reached our position yet. Thinking of light as something that traveled slowly was the most difficult and most basic element of commanding a starship in combat. Before I left Earth, I thought of almost all real-time communications as instantaneous. Other than a sort of hollow sound and an almost imperceptible lag when bouncing a signal off a Milstar satellite in geosynchronous orbit, I never had to think about the speed of light. Most of the time when I called home from deployment, I used something like Skype, where you expect a bit of lag from buffering, but not from the signal traveling one place to another. In the command chair of the Flying Dutchman, I had to think of incoming and outgoing signals as real, physical things that crawled along at a limited speed. So our ship was surrounded. The wormhole we wanted to go through was blocked by powerful enemy warships, and that wormhole was soon about to close and shift to the next position in its endless figure-eight pattern. We were running out of time. The gamma rays from our own inbound jump would give away our position as if we used a strobe light, but those gamma rays showed where we jumped in, not where we were now. The ship had been moving at 28,000 kilometers per hour before we jumped, and we retained that momentum after the jump. Since we jumped in, we had coasted almost 1,000 kilometers. I also had to remind myself that 1,000 kilometers was an inconsequential distance in space warfare. Within minutes, the gamma rays we created would reach the surrounding ships and they would jump in to bracket us. Whatever we were going to do, I needed to make a decision quickly. We couldn't go through the wormhole. Not here. Skippy, can we jump to the next emergence point of this wormhole? I was hoping we could arrive early at the next point in space where the Elder Wormhole would appear before the Thoranan realized where we had gone. It was almost certain the Thoranan would follow us through the wormhole, and we would be right back in the dangerous situation of trying to escape multiple task forces that were pulling in more and more ships. But it was better than remaining where we were. If we stayed in our current position and the wormhole closed, there was almost no possibility of us eluding pursuit long enough for the wormhole to cycle back to a location we could reach. No, Joe, we can't, he replied with a sigh. The next location the wormhole will emerge is too far for us to reach in one jump. Actually, give me a moment. No. By the time we completed multiple jumps to the wormhole's next position, it would already have closed and moved on. We go through the wormhole here or forget about going through and go to Plan B. Plan B? Yeah, sure, Joe, you know, Plan B. The merry band of pirates always has a Plan B. Skippy, I shook my head. This is like Plan Z. We already tried everything else. That's not good, Joe. What the hell is wrong with you? I ignored the beer can, mostly because I didn't have a good answer. "Does anyone have an idea how to get out of this mess?" I asked no one in particular. "Quickly." Major Smythe spoke up from behind my chair. "If we attempt to run the blockade and the ship becomes disabled, the Theranin could board us and discover our secret," he warned with a raised eyebrow. "We would then be forced to..." He didn't need to finish his thought. "Okay," I breathed. "Does anyone have a suggestion that does not involve us self-destructing the ship?" Other than the sound of people awkwardly shuffling their feet, my question was greeted by silence. Crap. People crowded into the bridge and in the CIC were looking at me to get them out of our perilous situation, even Hans Chotek behind the glass in the CIC. He met my gaze and nodded slightly. Even he expected me to pull a rabbit out of a hat. This time the problem was not a rabbit going through the rim of a hat. It was a starship going through the event horizon of a stable ancient wormhole. We needed to go through, except we couldn't risk getting sliced apart by the three powerful warships guarding this end of the wormhole. How could we go through the wormhole without... Through. Go through a wormhole.
"Skippy," I said slowly while rubbing my chin.
"Oh, goody," Skippy replied. "It's about freaking time."
"Huh? What?"
"I know you by now, Joe. You're considering a monkey-brained idea you just thought of, and either way, it's good for me. You might have a good idea. Unlikely, but stranger things have happened. Or you could tell me a truly idiotic idea, in which case I get to laugh and insult you mercilessly before you have to self-destruct the ship. That's a win-win for me."
"Oh, great."
I rolled my eyes. Even when facing imminent death, Skippy could not help being an asshole. "Here's my question. The spatial distortion field around that wormhole prevents us from projecting the far end of a jump point close to the wormhole, right? We can't jump right in front of the event horizon and zip straight through. We have to jump in far away from the wormhole, then travel through normal space while those Theranin ships take pot shots at us." "Correct. That is a safety feature of the Elder Wormhole Network, to prevent two wormhole event horizons from overlapping and interfering with each other."
"Uh-huh. That makes sense. How about this, then? Can we project the far end of our jump point on the other side of that wormhole? Project a jump right through that wormhole?"
When Skippy didn't immediately respond, I added, "Instead of going through the wormhole in normal space, I mean."
"Skippy."
"Hey."
"Oh, crap, don't blue screen on me now."
"Skippy is still with us, Joseph," Nagatha advised. "He is thinking furiously, so much that he does not have the capacity to respond at the moment."
"He thinks this might actually be a good idea?" I asked hopefully.
"Oh, no, dear," she said with a laugh and the dismissive voice schoolteachers used when kindergarten children asked whether the earth is flat or cows could fly. "Initially, Skippy was considering a list of insults ranked by originality and wittiness. He expects this might very well be his last opportunity to disparage your intelligence, so he wants to make this special. Skippy tested several insults on me to get my opinion. Then he abruptly told me he needed to check on something, and he has been frantically busy since then."
"And the two of you discussed all this in the blink of an eye?"
"We do think substantially faster than you humans do, dear," Nagatha said gently.
"Yes, we do," Skippy interjected with a sigh. "But we aren't always as smart," he added with a disgusted grumble. "Joe, your so-called genius comes from the fact that you are too stupid to know what questions not to ask." I took that as an encouraging sign. "We can do it, then. Jump through a wormhole?" "If by we you mean the merry band of pirates and our beat-up star carrier, the answer is a resounding no. The jump drive navigation system would lock up if you tried to project a jump through that wormhole. The drive computer wouldn't be able to determine an endpoint in local space-time." "I understand the jump drive controller can't handle the navigation math. My question is whether Skippy, the still incredibly awesome, can do it." "Wow, Joe. If that was your idea of flattery to boost my self-confidence, you need to work on your sucking-up skills. No, I can't do the impossible, dum-dum. Damn, if you knew anything about the subject, you wouldn't..."
I could tell Skippy was winding up to a full-scale rant that we did not have time for, so I was about to stop him when he interrupted himself.
Let me think. Crap. That kind of math doesn't exist for me to even do the analysis, which is not surprising because no one in the history of the galaxy has asked such a lunatic question.
Huh. Well, attempting to create the math just to determine whether it is possible would be a monumental task. Like, if I can successfully develop the proper equations, I will totally be eligible for the Elder AI equivalent of the Fields Medal and the Abel Prize.
Goody. Hey, instead of those nerd prizes, I'll bake a cake for you, okay? Can you hurry?
Hurry? Well, if you're so freaking smart, why don't you do the math?
I never claimed to be smart, Skippy. You did. Are you telling me your mind-bogglingly incredible genius is not capable of adding some simple numbers?
You, oh, you, you, he sputtered. You idiot monkey can't even...
Huh, wait, I might have solved it.
Ah, I see what you did there, Joe. You babbled on nonsensically to distract my higher consciousness while my logic processors crunched the numbers. Very clever of you.
Yeah, that's what I did. Let's go with that. I held up my hands and silently mouthed, I have no idea, to Chang in the CIC.
Okay, 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 Skippy stretched the words out dramatically. This might be possible. Might? OMG, if I can do this, all the AIs in the universe should bow down to my astonishing brilliance.
Joe, I have to tell you the truth. This is so gargantuanly stupid that I can't even begin to calculate the odds of us surviving this crazy stunt.
Is this hold my beer type of stupid? I asked hopefully.
Joe, this is like rednecks on meth stupid. This is stupid on the level of a buck-naked Florida redneck crashing his stolen truck into a police station to complain that the meth he bought isn't, you know, methy enough.
If this works, I will be cool to, like, the infinity power.
Luckily for you monkeys, you have the incomparable genius of Skippy the Magnificent. I am calculating a jump through the wormhole, and it ain't easy. It's never been done before. I'm fairly certain it has never been considered before. It's kind of amazing, Joe. Every star-faring being in the history of this galaxy has failed to ask the question that you, out of your bottomless ignorance, just dreamed up.
See? I knew your monkey brain could do it.
Thank you. Although I was fairly sure he had just insulted me again, I figured it didn't hurt to cover all bases.
You're welcome.
Joe, your personal motto should be trust the ignorance. The Theranin jump navigation system's safety protocols are trying to stop me from even loading the calculations, so I'm erasing that pain in the ass code and replacing it. Unfortunately, at the same time, I am having to invent a whole new branch of n-dimensional mathematics and running calculations through it. I am literally making this up as I go. Until I have the math complete, I can't finish writing the navigation system code. It's kind of a chicken-and-egg thing.
Aha, you are truly awesome beyond our comprehension. Can we do it or not?
I think so.
More like a solid shmaybe.
You think so?
I kept one eye on the clock that was counting down to when the wormhole would close.
Give me a break, Joe. No one has ever done this before.
Damn it, I hate to admit this. The truth is, I am not sure I am smart enough to do this math. This type of math didn't even exist until, like, 10 seconds ago.
Crap. If you are not smart enough, then it's impossible?
It might be impossible.
The calculations are getting all jumbled in my head, and it's not like I can have my work peer-reviewed, you know. It looks like I will have to adjust the calculations right up to the picosecond we initiate the jump, so I'll be feeding revised data to the jump computer while our jump wormhole is forming, with the signal lag between the jump navigation computer at the center of the forward hull and the drive coils in the engineering section aft. I have to think ahead and guess the quantum state of the wormhole at the exact moment our drive coils warp local space-time.
Give me a bottom line here, Skippy.
There was less than a minute before the Elder wormhole closed. On the display, I noticed the CIC crew had updated the tactical plot. 2 more Theranin warships had jumped in 4 light minutes off our port side. We were boxed in, and more enemy ships would surely be arriving soon. The Dutchman was being swept by active sensor pulses,
On the display, I could see there was already a 24% chance one of the Theranin would receive a signal return strong enough to determine our position, regardless of our stealth field. Inevitably, the enemy ships would fix our position with enough accuracy to launch missiles that would generate a temporary damping field, preventing us from jumping away until the Theranin ships could arrive to hit us directly. At any second, I expected gamma-ray bursts of enemy ships jumping in right on top of us.
The bottom line, Joe, is that I need more time. Jumping through a wormhole is something I would like 2 or more days of meat sack time to calculate, test, and consider.
More time. You have 48 seconds, Skippy.
I know that, dum-dum, he complained with irritation.
This will go right down to the wire. If you want to help, press the jump button and hold it down. This will be a split-second thing if we do it. I won't have time to wait for you to respond. I'll have to feed the coordinates to the jump computer and have it initiate on its own.
Desai, do it, I ordered anxiously, and she pressed the button on her console with 2 fingers for safety.
What happens if this doesn't work?
Let's put it this way, Joe. The resulting explosion of our jump drive and the Elder Wormhole will make a supernova look like a firecracker.
Ah, maybe we should try something else. I had a horrible feeling that I was about to get us all killed for nothing.
The odds of us going through the wormhole at another location are still 0, I wanted to confirm before I committed us to unknown danger.
The odds of us going through before 0 hour are close to 0, so yes.
Anybody have a better idea? I asked the pilots and CIC crew. In matters of tactical ship operation, I did not need to get Chotek's permission.
Sir, I'm not sure this stunt qualifies as an idea.
Sims's eyes were wide open from anxiety.
Skippy is correct. This may be the craziest thing I've ever heard, but if it's the best we've got, we should go for it.
Better a spectacular death than a slow one, Chang suggested, confirming why he would not be a good choice as the ship's morale officer.
King Kong is right about that, Skippy used his personal nickname for Chang. If this fails, it is going to be epic. Okay, jump option is designated Omega.
I wondered at that. The phonetic alphabet for O is Oscar, not Omega, Skippy.
Joe, if this doesn't work, it will be the last thing we ever do, so
Omega, got it, I nodded, knowing Omega was the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Oops! Oh boy, I screwed up some of the math.
Wow, that was embarrassing.
Skippy chuckled nervously.
How can I...
Nope. Too late for me to fix all that now. Ugh. Oh, what the hell. I'll just have to wing it.
This is a bad idea, Skippy. Don't...
Joe?
Yeah?
Hold my beer.
No.
We jumped.
Or something like that.
The ship disappeared around me, like it went transparent. I could see stars in every direction, followed by a brilliant flash of light, and I was slammed back in my chair. The ship flickered back into existence as if unsure whether the universe was allowing it to be or not to be. The main bridge display blinked to show a new starfield, then froze, as if confused. Then the power went out completely, not even emergency lighting. Gravity cut out, and in a terrible wave of nausea, I passed out. When I woke up, I was still strapped into the command chair on the bridge. Emergency lighting was on, and the bridge display had a symbol that meant it was powering up. Gravity was also gradually coming back on, because whatever I had barfed up was slowly settling to the floor.
Skippy? Oh man, I had a splitting headache.
Here, Joe. Don't move. Just relax and rest. You, the whole crew, have suffered a bad shock. There are no serious injuries among the crew. Everyone is shaken up, and I expect you will all need time to recover. In front of me, Desai and the other pilot turned and waved at me weakly. Desai gave me a thumbs-up sign. People in the CIC were also regaining consciousness. I could see Chang checking on people there.
Ship? I asked.
Not in good condition, but it wasn't in good condition before we jumped, Skippy muttered. Reactors automatically shut down. I am prepping 2 of them for restart now. The worst problem I know about right now is our jump drive coils. All of them have gone discoherent. The entire array needs to be recalibrated 1 at a time, then set to work together. We are not going anywhere from here for a while, Joe.
I suggest you and the entire crew get cleaned up and rest. It will be 5 hours at least before I attempt a restart of the first reactor. Really, Joe, there is nothing useful the crew can do right now. Please let everyone go to their cabins to freshen up and get some rest. The sooner you clear the rest of the ship, the sooner my cleaning bots can deal with this mess. Yuck. Staggering in even the 8% gravity, I bounced awkwardly around the corner of the CIC and conferred quickly with Chang. He agreed it would be best for the crew to take some downtime. The smell in the CIC was making me want to hurl again.
Okay, Skippy. We'll do what you asked.
On the way to my cabin, I pinged Chotek to see if he was okay. All I got back was a text that read, "Fine." I took that to mean he wanted me to leave him alone. After stripping off my clothes, taking a 30-second shower, and popping a pill to deal with my headache, I sat on the edge of the bed.
Skippy, you said we're not moving from here right now. Where is here?
On the other side of the Elder Wormhole, Joe. That is the good news. We emerged from jump almost 3 light hours from where I aimed for, and I am not at all embarrassed by my lack of precision. The question more important than where is when. Joe, we lost 7 hours in that jump. We jumped 7 hours into the future.
Huh? The future? I thought the endpoint of a jump is slightly in the past.
Normally, yes. Our jump hole went through an existing wormhole, and that completely changed the physics in a way I could not predict. Even I do not fully understand the math, which was not quite what I thought, and again I am embarrassed. My mind was so shaken up already that being 7 hours in the future didn't faze me at all. Pursuit? That was a question I should have asked before I took a luxurious 30-second shower. My brain still felt like it was bouncing around inside my skull. No pursuit detected or likely. Joe, no Theranian ships could come through the wormhole after us because we kind of, busted it.
Busted it?
The wormhole collapsed as we went through. Rather violently, based on the radiation effects I am still seeing on sensors. Any ships close to the event horizon on either end would have been destroyed.
Damn. I wish we could have witnessed the wormhole collapsing. It would have been truly spectacular.
And we missed it. Would we have survived seeing it?
Probably not.
Come on, Joe, no guts, no glory.
Please don't mention guts right now, Skippy. Mine are not feeling too good right now.
I had been dismayed to see I barfed my last meal all over the bridge.
Oh, sorry.
I can understand how twisting space-time like that could make you queasy.
I'm still trying to deal with us destroying an Elder Wormhole.
Oh, we didn't destroy it, Joe. It will reset after a while. That particular emergence point may be permanently removed from the schedule. There is kind of a multidimensional space-time rift there now. I would guess that wormhole will resume operations within a couple weeks. No more than a month, probably. Although, the collapse of that wormhole probably affected other wormholes in the local network, including the two being blockaded by the Max Hulks. There could be temporary disruptions all across the local network. Could take several months for that wormhole to reset and stabilize again.
Oh, shit. We didn't cause another shift, did we?
A shift of the wormhole network could have catastrophic consequences, such as opening a dormant wormhole that was close to Earth, or shutting down the wormhole the Ruha were using to supply their battle group at Paradise.
No, I do not think so.
A shift of the network is more than a temporary disruption. No worries there, or I very much doubt we have triggered a shift.
All right.
I felt better now that my clothes did not smell like barf. We went through the wormhole. The Theranin didn't follow us.
And you can fix the ship?
Yes. Systems such as the reactors shut down to protect themselves, kind of like a circuit breaker. There was little physical damage, and that I can deal with. If the Theranin had any idea where we are now and a ship jumped in here, we would be screwed because we can't jump. But I can eventually fix that also. Except for 6 drive coils that are completely burned out and will have to be scrapped.
Outstanding.
My mood was improving by the second, and my stomach had gone from queasy to hungry. Maybe I could grab something quick in the galley, then walk around the ship to check on people.
Did you learn enough from the experiment to adjust your math, so we can do it better next time?
I did learn a lot. But there is not going to be a next time, Joe.
What?
Why not?
Jumping through a wormhole is not something I want to do all the time, but in an emergency it's a nice capability to have, especially because no other ship can jump through a wormhole, right? Not even the Rindaloo can do the super-duper math stuff to calculate the type of jump.
Joe, first, no, not even the Rindaloo can do a jump like that. It requires the awesomeness of me to understand the complex physics and mathematics. So if you intended that remark as a way to praise me, thank you. Although your praise was lame compared to my level of awesomeness. When I said there will not be a next time, I did not mean the Flying Dutchman and myself are not capable of repeating such a foolish stunt. What I did mean is the wormhole network will not allow anyone to screw with it like that ever again. Joe, the network is intelligent. Not self-aware, but intelligent. The network learns, and I am certain it learned when we busted a wormhole. I expect the network to adjust its parameters to prevent anyone projecting a jump through a wormhole again. The network is capable of adapting and protecting itself.
Well, shit. There went my great idea. When I awoke to see we had survived, and that we had accomplished our goal of escaping from the Theran, and I was thrilled. Another crazy idea had worked, and I thought that we had another gem in our basket of tricks. Now we had to go through wormholes the old-fashioned way like everyone else. That sucked. Hey, when we find this conduit thingy and you are back to the old Skippy we know and love, I thought he would appreciate hearing that last part. Could you, you know, adjust the network then so we can jump through wormholes?
No, Joe. He used his most condescending voice for that comment. Even my incredible godlike powers are, sadly and unfairly, limited.
Fine, I understand. Your awesomeness is much appreciated, Skippy.
Great.
Joe, I said before that the laws of physics hate you. Now they really hate you. They took out a hit on you. If you ever run into a guy named Vinny Big Knuckles Sarducci, you should run.
Okay. I laughed nervously.
While I was sure a mobster was not going to be a problem for me thousands of light-years from Earth, I was afraid maybe I had built up some epically bad karma with the universe. The space-time we inhabited had long-established rules for keeping everything neat and orderly, and those rules had worked great for billions of years. Now a pirate ship full of monkeys was flying around, screwing with the laws of physics. Karma was going to come back to bite me in the ass sometime. I hope the crew didn't get bit with me.
Now either take a nap or go do something, Skippy grumbled. I need to concentrate on bringing the ship back online.
Man, if the Theranin who designed and built this ship could see how much abuse it has taken, they would be amazed it is still in one piece and mostly functional. They would also hate you with an all-consuming passion.
Got it. If those ship designers ever invite me to their place for tea, I will decline.
Thanks, Skippy. Let me know when we're ready to jump again.